Situated in the village centre at the foot of the chateau, both of the same period, the church Notre-Dame de l'Assomption is one of the oldest buildings of the commune, typical style of the Languedoc from the 13th century. It was built in stone from the island of St. Lucie, in limestone from the massive of the Clap. Since then it has undergone many modifications. A few details make you think that, at its origin, it was an integral part of the defence means of the village. As for the bell tower, which is difficult to date, it would seem that it might have been used as a surveillance point for the neighbourhood, situated at the bottom of the castle. Take your time to see. The statue of the Assumption, the throne canopy of the choir, the altar, the tabernacle, the two adoring angels and the gigantic altarpiece. In particular, stop in front of the masterly ex voto painted by the painter Jacques Gamelin from the Order Department. This work was commissioned by the Grissan community. It represents the most important shipwreck known by the village of Grissan, the 27th of February, 1797, with 32 fatalities. This church commemorates every 29th of June the Fête of Saint Peter, which pays homage to the fishermen of Grissan of yesteryear and today. Do not miss this festival. You will be moved by its solemnity, by its aura of meditation, but also by its joy. Just behind you on the church square at the crossroads of Jean Jaurès and Espère, you can see the bust of the Knight of the Bar. In 1766 in Abbeville, this young man was tortured and executed at the age of 19 for a crime that he did not commit. He was accused wrongly, not only of not having saluted a religious procession, but also to have degraded a statue of Christ and sung some disrespectful songs. In truth, his only sin was to have in his possession a dictionary of philosophy by Voltaire. According to the philosophers of this century of enlightenment, it was mainly for this book that he was executed. The sight of his bust on the façade of the ancient house of the free thinking couldn't have been better chosen.